our friends at Lazy Boy are giving away 6 pairs of tickets. Each ticket winner and a friend can enjoy one of the NFL London games hosted at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Get close to the action with a seat in a Lazy Boy spectator recliner chair watching from a money-can't-buy location, soaking up the atmosphere from pitch side while players warm up. You'll also enjoy complimentary food and drinks served at your seat throughout this experience. To enter, simply go to la-z-boy.co.uk/NFL. Good luck, everyone. Hopefully, we'll see you there. Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had my engine roaring like a Lamborghini gelato. Wake up in the morning next to you and say your Picasso. Put nobody else other than you, baby. Oh, this scene is so much more.
You see me, darling, you know who.
Oh, this is the game changer.
You got the old, I got the new. Yeah, we the leaders of the new school. New school.
I want to welcome you to the Jason and OC podcast. Da, da, da.
Woo! It's the Lazy Boy technique. Oh, how do you feel? Oh, I could do this with my feet up too. This is.
I couldn't do this with my feet up.
No, you need your feet on.
I feel like I need my feet firmly planted on the ground.
Yeah, I need it too. Because if you say something too crazy and I don't have good balance.
Yeah.
Could be over for your boy.
Okay, let's go.
It could be over.
This is so nice.
Lazy oh my boy. Gosh. Lazy boy, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Lazy boy. Let me tell you something. We were excited about Lazy boy when we heard about the Lazy boy offer.
Mm-hmm.
But this experience,
what
you just showed me, the capabilities of this chair, this asset in our midst has changed everything.
I was a little concerned about the amount of money that we got paid for Lazy Boy.
I
thought I was like, I don't know about that.
Yep.
But now I see where the money went, J-Bell.
To luxury.
Wow.
Luxury.
This chair is fantastic.
It is.
I've never sat in a chair like this before.
It is fantastic.
And I've sat in a lot of chairs, J-Bell.
Yes, you have.
And I've never sat in a chair like this.
How do you feel about it?
This is the best chair I've ever sat in my life.
I like that.
I want this one in my house. Whatever to send into my house, I need to.
You don't want this one.
I want this particular one in my house.
This is dangerous because what I see, if this comes to my house, my daughter doesn't. She never lets me sit in it.
No, she's just. It's just hers.
It's just hers, and that's not the purpose.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Correct.
So I'm a little nervous.
You got to be able to keep some things for yourself.
Yeah. This is. I want this.
Yeah.
This gives me everything I need. How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm tired, Jason.
I know.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's been a long 2 days.
Yes.
Flew into New York.
Mm-hmm.
Flew back this morning, straight to work. Just came straight in here. You know how we get down.
Yep.
You know.
You've done it before. I've seen you do that to a live
game. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a little much.
I was worried.
That was a little much.
But you made it happen.
Yeah, I made it happen, and I'm here. So. Yeah, man, happy. I'm happy to be here, J-Bell.
We'll dig into that later or now, whenever you would like, because what you did was interesting, fascinating, life-changing. You were at the UN.
Yep.
We might as well talk about that.
Mm.
And I knew what you were doing, wasn't able to hear it, but when I saw a picture of it and I retweeted it, the feeling I got, it was one of those, like, you know how they try to put us in a box.
Yep.
They try to put a lot of people in boxes, especially depending on what you do. People try to tell you and want to tell you what you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
You never listened to that at all. But watching that, witnessing that, understanding what you were doing, I was moved because what you are doing and your reach and the things you are trying to change and how you're going about it, I feel like everyone who has a mission in life, whatever that is, when people try to stop you or block you, just don't have any time for it.
Mm.
Don't have any time for it. Just don't.
Yeah.
Because they will.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is because you succeeding at something or doing something else makes people question why they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And people don't like that.
That's a fact.
They don't like that. But I'm just really proud of what you did. Can you give us a little nugget or give us what you can of what happened?
Well, I got invited to speak on a panel about at the United Nations about moving Africa forward through sport, right? Like all the innovations and, you know, what different people are doing to actually make this happen. So we're up there with, you know, the people from the NBA, you know, just Adam Silver was there, Amadou Gallo-Fall, Masai Ujiri, like all these, Patrice Motsepe, like there were some really, really big people. Actually, there were like three or four presidents who were supposed to be there. Kagame, Macky Sall from Senegal, Kagame from Rwanda, all of them were supposed to be there, but they had to come here on Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing was on Monday, so they couldn't actually be at where they were supposed to be. Mm. But overall, it really was just knowing what is going on in all these other sports, you know, with the NBA and with the track and field and with soccer. Mm. And then being up there representing the NFL,
wow.
You know, it was surreal. It was surreal. And just being able to speak about what's going on, speak about what our plans are. People were really excited, really happy. It was incredible.
You know, with what you're doing, it's fascinating. It's at the grassroots level.
Mm.
And you have these governments talking about the importance of sport. Like, being American and just being around sports my whole life, right? I take that for granted. Like, what are, like, the main components you see with what sports or the NFL in particular, what is that going to bring to Africa as a nation? Like, fascinating.
Well, for right now, I think what the NFL can bring specifically is just hope. You know, it's not a game like soccer or basketball where you just pick up a ball or, you know, pick up, you know, just go about and kick. It's not like that. It requires tremendous amount of infrastructure, right? In order to play at the highest level. I mean, flag is one thing, but like the actual nitty-gritty that people really want to watch is the real
NFL.
Is the real NFL. That's what people want to watch. And in order to bring that to Africa, you're talking about like helmets, equipment,
the
field, all the things to teach it. It's a very difficult thing to do.
Mm.
But where we do have the advantage, where we do have the advantage is in the ability to take somebody who's never played the game before and in a very short period of time, give them the opportunity to play at the highest level.
That is so true.
This is something that no other league, no other sport can actually do.
Yeah.
This is inconceivable in the NBA. It's inconceivable in the Premier League and all these places. There's no way a guy who's never played the game before can be on the street one year, and the next year
he's in a training camp.
He's in training camp, right?
It's making a team.
That can't happen in any other sport, right?
That's true.
So in American football, you can start playing the game at a much later age. And even if we say, okay, we're going to start recruiting 18-year-olds, you can actually bring it down to the level and give them opportunities in high school, college, you know.
Yeah.
And these are people who've never played the game before.
True.
So what does this do? If you're in Africa right now, in any country, you see that this game is actually giving you an opportunity to succeed at a much later age, whereas most other sports don't.
Yep.
So you now start to gravitate towards that particular sport just based upon hope. So that's really what, you know, the advantage that we have is, and that's what we're going to keep on pushing for.
That's amazing, because you're right. Opportunity is key. I just, once again, I know I keep beating the drum on this, but it's unbelievable, bro.
It's got to be unbelievable for you.
It's unreal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like you sat here, you heard me speak about something, and then all of a sudden you're literally witnessing it all, you know, happen like
baby
that.
Baby mustard seed, man.
That's it.
Like literally.
Yeah. It's
and
crazy.
It grew, and like I said before, the reason it has flourished is because you never let anybody take advantage of that seed you planted.
Yeah.
You didn't let people overwater it, not water it enough, not care for it. You constantly stayed around and watched it and witnessed it, and you do it today. So it is
sometimes,
crazy.
Sometimes I got to be honest with you. Sometimes, like, I sit there and I just start laughing. I find it hilarious.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Like, how?
I know. I bet you do.
How?
You have to. It's crazy.
How?
It's crazy. But a lot of people don't want this to happen because it's showing success in business, because sports is business.
Yep, it is.
Done. It is business. And you are showing the ability to understand the business for what it is and what it can be. And that's you're a businessman. Yeah. So
I wanted to talk about something though, Jason. Yep. I wanted to address something really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I check my Twitter and there's a lot of people hitting us up.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
A lot of people hitting us up.
Yep.
A lot of positive.
Yeah.
A lot of really positive.
Mostly always is positive.
But there's some people who are very angry.
Yeah.
Our people are very angry.
Yeah.
About the lack of the Tuesday show.
Yep.
And they're like, well, what is going on? Why, you know, we want the highlights and we want Jason and Ozzy. There's a lot of people who are doing that. And I wanted to address that.
I'm with you.
And I feel like we have to. We owe it to them.
Yeah.
To tell them the truth.
Yeah.
We owe it to them. We do. We do. And here's the truth.
Tell them the truth.
We could only do one show.
That's it.
We could only do one show for whatever reason. I don't think we need to
go into
what the reasons are, but the reason we can only do one show. We couldn't do two shows.
That's off the table.
One. Two is off the table.
Yeah.
We could only do one.
Yep.
So now we had to make a decision between doing a review show or a preview show, basically, right?
Preview, magazine, highlight the players, the teams, all the narratives.
That, right? So, okay, we would assume that if you are a football fan, which a lot of these people are, if you really wanted to watch the highlights, you just click on YouTube. It's right there for you. Right?
Great edits.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's right there for you, right?
It's there right after the game is over.
Correct. It's right there for you. So if you're a fan, you can get it there. What you can't get is what we do deliver on, you know, the Friday show. You can't get that.
Can't get that.
So we had to make that decision. We chose that we were going to go in that particular way, and that's why you have the show the way it is, as opposed to the previous iteration of the highlight show. We only got one show.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And when we've had highlights on a Friday, people, or a Saturday in the past, people were very critical.
Yep.
And said, it's too late
too
in the
late
week.
Now.
Why are we showing the last week's game?
Can't do it.
We can't do it all. But what we try to do is allow everyone and bring everyone into this game by showcasing players, personalities, teams, atmospheres, you know, narratives. This is the stuff we talk about, because when we watch the game, we're watching to see that whole thing play out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what happened, what's going on. Let's see how this affects the game on the field. The NFL gives us great games every week.
Every single week.
Oh, my gosh.
Every week. Incredible.
And like you said, highlights are everywhere, however you want them.
Mm-hmm.
However, we would like to do a highlight show.
Yes.
It's not what we're doing. So roll with us. Rock with us. It's going to be fun. Bring the whole family.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
That being said.
That's it.
That being said.
Yeah.
This week.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
Oh, I just wrote three games down.
Okay, let's get it to them.
I just wrote three games down. And let's just chop it up.
Mm.
Let's just chop it up. Tell me how you feel, because that's what I really care about.
Mm.
On our show,
mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest, we said, what game did you need to watch? Dolphins-Ravens.
Dolphins-Ravens.
We went out there.
Dolphins-Ravens.
Okay, you did the Dolphins, I did the Ravens. We said, you got physical with me, I almost fell and busted my knee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that later if you missed that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't expect this.
Yeah. I think nobody did. Nobody did. Nobody did.
42 that was ridiculous. 38?
Ridiculous. You know, first of all, Lamar was brilliant.
Spectacular.
Going off. Right? Going
spectacular.
off.
Spectacular.
I was, you know, as I'm watching, you could see the comments coming. Oh, Lamar, she get paid $300 million.
Yeah.
You know, oh, he's killing these people. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They should have never let this. Ooh, ooh.
All that.
I was like, this is good for him.
Yeah, good.
But I wonder how much Tua Tagovailoa is going to get paid.
Ooh, stop it. You better stop it right now. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this.
How much?
Are you?
Bro, Tua was the best quarterback in football on Sunday.
No, really?
Hands down.
What?
Just this Sunday.
You can't argue with this comeback. You can't argue with the comeback. But you're going to say he was the best.
He was the best quarterback this Sunday.
Okay.
I'm not talking about in that game.
All right.
I'm talking about period.
Yes. I don't agree with that.
Bro, did you see what this man did?
I did.
Teams since 2011.
I don't know.
When trailing by 21 points in the fourth quarter.
0% chance or?
0 and 710. I'm not making this up.
Jason, I don't know how you remember this stuff, but yeah.
0 and 710.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like I just threw out a number.
No.
This is a real number. Mm-hmm. They had won 0 and they had lost 710 since 2011. This is what they overcame.
All right. I'm with you.
To win.
Yes, true.
Bombs away.
Yes.
Can't throw it deep. Have that.
Yes. Okay.
The scheme.
Now we're talking.
That Mike McDaniel McLovin. Came up with.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Brilliant.
Can I get on this train with you now?
Please do.
Now I'm on a train with you.
Yeah, get on there with
me. I'm on a train, and I want you to finish. But what I think is what we're witnessing, and we've talked about this, you always talk about lazy, right? Mm. I love when you say lazy, they're being lazy, because I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
This is the opposite of lazy. This is enthusiastic coaching.
Exact opposite.
This guy, what he's doing, the way this offense is operating, it has the remnants of
Shanahan,
right? The Shanahan kind of thing.
The old Shanahan thing.
A little bit McVay in there, right? But what he's doing is what Tua did at Alabama.
Mm.
He distributed the ball quickly,
mm-hmm.
made great decisions, got, you know, everything is designed to his strength. Even the way he was throwing the ball outside was set up because of the game plan. I feel like everything is built around the strength of his team. He is being creative in his play calling with the players on the field. And that's as a player, man, I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
They're
I was a guy with limited
fast.
Skills. So
fast.
They're so fast. He gets them the ball so quick, OC, right? Boom. He's knifing it over the middle.
Mm.
Gets it to him quickly. They got room to run.
Mm.
You see what he is under this offense, and that's why I give so much credit to Mike McDaniel. That's why I was on the bus with you.
Great hire. Great hire by the Dolphins. Great hire.
It was amazing.
Incredible.
Can I say something about Baltimore?
Yeah.
You know, all right, before the show sometimes I bring in a couple of different outfits, and I go, oh, see, I don't know if this works. And you look and you be like, no or yes. And you be like, that's the one.
Mm.
Okay. Now, if I didn't have that, I might go out on the show looking like I'm doing too much.
Yep.
It isn't working.
Mm.
Why does J-Bell have that on? But I have you to stop me from overdoing it.
Got you.
When I look at Baltimore's defense, a couple of those big throws down the field, too much disguise.
Mm. You're doing too much.
You're doing too much. Young safeties, Hamilton. Trying to disguise here, run back here to cover this zone. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
Nobody's home. When you see that throw down the sideline, that's what I saw happen. So hopefully they fix it. Miami took advantage of it. But, bruh, you can do too much.
I've never seen Baltimore get beat deep like that.
Only when they're doing too much. It's yeah.
I've never seen it before.
It's just, I mean,
it's like the dude's wide open. Just like wide open. Running scot-free.
They're always disguising, but you're right. They end up in the right place, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not like that. Not under Wink Martindale, who's now the Giants. So,
Giants, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
When I look at it, but you're right. Lamar Jackson, that all being said, bro, I think he's the best dude on the field. Mm. Like single, they running everything. Mm. He is that dude. He's that guy. But I will not go against your point on Tua.
Mm.
The Tuanons. You heard that? Like
no.
The Tuanons on. Oh, they're real.
Like QAnons?
Yeah, Tuanons. They got his back, bro.
I like that.
They got his back.
Yeah.
I've copied that from someone else I've heard. But it's real. I throw something else out that I
Please
wasn't
do,
ready?
Please
and
do.
I want to know your opinion. You know how you know when you just show up and think you're going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just like, oh, I got this.
Yep.
Like you've looked at your competition, whatever it is in life, and you like, oh, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like Cincinnati did when they got off the plane this whole week. They said, no Dak Prescott?
Mm.
Bro, we're going to go roll the Cowboys.
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
And then that Cowboy locker room, our boy, I'm not even going to throw his name out there, and the D coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn.
We're like.
Adding dirty.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to throw Adam's name
out.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're like, oh, no. They, Katie barred the doors, they said.
Mm.
Defense is going to win this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I saw happen. We can get into X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you've been in situations where you're like, oh, they think we can't pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt like happened in Dallas.
Yeah.
That defense said, we are going to rip your heart out and win this game.
Dan Quinn should be a head coach
next
year.
This game showed it.
Yeah, should be a head coach. I mean, he is operating at a very, very high level as a defensive coordinator. That being said, I don't think there's Aaron Donald, and there's Micah Parsons.
I agree.
That's
one
it.
And two.
That's it.
That's it, bro.
That's it. I've never seen this before. I haven't seen it before. I haven't seen it before.
You're a pass rush genius.
Yeah.
How is he able to he becomes different players in different positions? Like
it's ridiculous. He's too quick, too agile, strong, smart, ferocious. He's a dominant football player. Like it takes people longer to develop than he came in the league like this.
Yes.
You know? He came in the league like this. LT was the only other person who came in the NFL like this. He's the only other one. He's the only other one. Other people, it takes them, you know, maybe the Von Millers, the Miles Gay. Takes them.
Yeah, just get revved up.
Yeah.
You can see the spark, but.
This guy came in.
Day one.
Like this. And I don't understand it. I find it difficult to. Because was he that good at Penn State? Was he that dominant at Penn State?
Did he have I believe he had an opt-out year because it was COVID. So we kind of didn't see him his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost sure.
Correct.
That.
That's what happened.
Okay, so it was like we didn't get to see all like what he would have been like. I think it would have been his real junior year or something like that. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What we just said about Mike McDaniel and Tua, right? Coaching. Micah Parsons, we just mentioned two people that know the game, know how to deal with people. They're people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They know how to deal with personalities. They can engage. They care. They're authentic. Having those guys as coaches with that talent and saying, okay, we're not going to give you too much. We're going to put you in positions to constantly succeed and add on to that as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why we might have seen such an explosive start?
Yeah, I think so. Michael Parsons could have gone to a different team under a different coach, and it'd be different.
We're gonna use him this way.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Oh, we're gonna do this. We're gonna play at linebacker because we got these two dudes.
Yeah.
You know, it could have
been luck of the draw, man. It's crazy, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Coaching really
matters.
There's a ton of talent because the way the system's set up, there's not parity in coaching.
Yeah.
There's not parity in if you get a position coach that can teach you the game in a way that you can play well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just vanilla, hey, throw this out there for everybody. No. You try this. Mm-hmm. You do that. Man, it changes everything.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
I'm going to tell you another game I want to talk about, which kind of leads into that coaching too. Cardinals and Raiders.
Mm. Are the Raiders really 0-2? Like, I mean, the Cardinals were.
Cardinals were right there, though.
They were left for dead.
They were.
They were left on the side of the road. They were a stinking rotten carcass.
They were left on the side.
They were. They were roadkill, J. Bell. And then all of a sudden, they started twitching. And they're like, oh, the skunk isn't dead. The skunk is alive.
Who's the skunk? The little guy?
The Cardinals, yeah. Bro, how?
Bro.
How did that happen?
Bro, I'll tell you this, and tell me what you think. You can agree, maybe disagree. I want everybody, I'm going to get heat for this.
Okay.
Don't get overexcited if you're a Cardinals fan.
Mm.
You for think sure. We haven't seen this before?
Yeah, we have.
If you ever think that Kyler Murray don't deserve every dollar you gave him, and you tried to argue with that whole process at any step along the way, you are foolish.
Yep.
He is the offense.
Mm.
That wasn't creative. That wasn't what we just talked about with these other coaches.
That's it.
This is Kyler. Go make it happen,
bro. Do something.
Go make it happen. Bro, they had a delay of game penalty before the big play they made. And it was because Kyler Murray was exhausted, probably.
Mm.
Bro.
They're not a well-coached team.
And if he –
they're not. Yeah.
When he gets tired, because the way he's playing, he's not a big person.
Mm.
What happens to the team, OC?
Mm-hmm. They fall apart.
You barely won this.
Yeah.
Like – You got a guy, and Isaiah Simmons, who you drafted in the first round, supposed to be, you know, your dude. He's playing 14 snaps a game.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons ain't playing 14 snaps a game. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, like, I get it.
They're not well coached. They're
even
not.
Though they won, I'm more panicked on them than I am the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to be all right. They're going to figure out and find their way.
The Raiders, you mean?
I think they will.
Correct.
I think
that's a heartbreaking loss, though. It's very hard to rebound from a loss like that.
I know.
I think it's easier to rebound from a blowout than it is from allowing a team to come back and beat you like that. That's very difficult.
It is. And that shows a lot about their defensive flaws and your overall understanding of how to win a game.
Mm.
And you think Josh McDaniels would have learned that on his hiatus, right? Coming back to be a head coach, like how do I manage the game? What do you think he's feeling like, the Raiders head coach? Next opportunity, 0-2. He had all the fanfare. Like, what is it like in that building?
I think what it's like is that everybody is starting to truly understand that they had a guy in New England who made them all better than they thought they were.
Ooh.
I think everybody's now really starting to fully understand the scope and the picture of everything. Because for a while, I was one of the people who thought, oh, no, it's coaching. It's coaching in New England. That's why they're winning all those Super Bowls. They got the best coaches and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
But you remove Tom Brady.
Things haven't been the same.
For nobody. Nobody, Jason.
Nobody.
Not one of their coaches?
No.
Nobody.
Yeah.
If one of them had been successful, you could say, you know what? Yeah. But Tom Brady is the only one who's left and is successful. Everybody else is not. So who really gets the credits for everything that happened in New England. Who?
Okay. I hate to say this.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
No, it's logic. You know what I mean? It's not really. You
it's
can't
not
really,
even. No, no. I can't,
how can
I,
you really argue with?
Because I like to have a different opinion.
No, I get it.
But I don't have.
But
one.
How could you?
No.
In this particular instance,
I'll say this too.
Because none of them have been successful.
I'll say this too, and tell me, is this? I think you might believe this or roll with this because you've already stated it. In football, all these games are competitive, right? We talk about last 3 minutes of the game, going back and forth. It's a duel. Who usually breaks something open that goes, wow, a player?
Yep.
Why do primetime players get paid a lot of money? Because when circumstances fail or it's a one-on-one game, right? You can't stop OC.
Yep.
In a money situation, one-on-one. He's going to beat you. That's why he's one of our highest paid players.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Game over. Because that's what usually happens in a game.
Yeah.
Guy's covered. Ball's thrown. Somebody's defending.
He's gotta make a play.
He snatches it out of the air. Right?
Yeah.
That's what a true X receiver is. That's what a true number one receiver is. Well, what's a true number one quarterback? Man, we're trying this. We're doing that. Man, it's tough. Oh, Tom just made that throw.
Yeah.
Made he just right made reach. That play. Every game comes down to a couple plays, bro. And I don't care what you scheme up. A person on that field has to make that play.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I mean, if you – you know, it kind of ties into what everything else we're saying. We get excited about Miami.
They got the players, though.
They do.
They got
but
the
it's
players.
The way they're getting them the ball.
Exactly.
It's the way that it's designed to get those guys the ball at their strength, which is running fast. If you throw those guys the ball and they have to stop and adjust, stop, start and go again, they can do it. But if you get them with a little bit of space, what do you see?
Yeah.
So it's all going to shake out. That's why the
always does.
It's, you know, last one, why the Philadelphia Eagles got that win.
Boy, they beat.
Just go. Go.
They beat the living stew. Hey, Minnesota, by like the third quarter, Minnesota, they had had enough. They didn't want no more.
They didn't want it.
They didn't want no more Philly.
Bro, we were hype. We're on the hype train with Minnesota.
They didn't want no more.
They not ready?
They were like, you know what? We've had enough for today. We'll regroup. We'll see you guys next week.
Is that just getting bully ball? Like, I'm just going to be.
Philly's got a good team.
They went at the line of scrimmage.
They got a good team.
I will say this, and I'll end with this.
Yeah.
I love, you know, Darius Slay played well, balled out.
Big play
out.
Slay.
Big base play Slay against
shut
Justin
down.
Jefferson.
Shut him down.
This is what I love about corners.
Yeah.
And I've seen this my whole career. And you probably have when it's a top offensive lineman, you got to eat them alive.
Mm.
It's like everything's out there. Everybody's talking about who the top dude is.
Mm.
You know how you become the top dude? Mm. You slay the dragon.
Ooh.
You got to slay
to
the dragon. Oh, everybody's – Justin Jefferson is probably the top guy in the league. He's the man.
Not today.
Darius, go get him.
Not today.
Go get him. Go get him.
I got to say, ain't no gritty today, buddy. You can forget
go
that.
Go get him.
Crazy.
This is what I love about the game. This is why we, on our show, talk about these guys, talk about these one-on-one matchups, because to OC's point, comes down to the players.
Mm-hmm. Holla at your boys, man.
Holla at your boy, man. You know, it's that time, OC.
Okay.
It's that time. It's the end. First of all, we always want to say subscribe to the podcast and review.
Okay. Know. Yeah, please.
I do.
Aquilani.
Okay, Aquilani. I needed help from OC.
Mm-hmm.
This is my guy. It's nothing. No shame.
No.
Okay. It's Aquilani gave us 5 stars on Apple. This is what he wrote.
5 stars.
Funny.
Mm.
Uplifting.
Mm.
Insightful.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that.
The trifecta.
I like that. I really like that.
Sack force, fumble recovery. The trifecta.
The trifecta.
Yep.
Dennis paid for. We appreciate that. We really, really appreciate that. OC and Jay Bell are great guys and incredible pundits. This is from someone else, or is this still from Except for my guy. Okay. OC and J Bell are great guys and incredible pundits. Mm-hmm. Unique podcasts with interesting and thought-provoking questions about everything and anything.
Mm.
Before giving some fantastic insight into the NFL, we do that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
OC, please.
Here we go.
OC, please don't take that $8 million check in the States. I couldn't even get it out. I couldn't even get it out, bro. I couldn't even get it out.
Get that. Let me get that. Let me get that bread, bro.
Thank you to
all
of
you. You don't love OC. No, what Lamar said.
Yes, he did. You don't love Lamar.
You don't love Lamar.
You don't love Lamar. I'm sweating again. Oh, gosh, OC. Thank you to our podcast listeners. We really thank you all. We are now a top 200 podcast in all podcasts, not wow. just sports. All podcasts.
Are you kidding me?
We are top 10 in sports.
Mm.
Yes, yes, OC. And Simon cheated the system. And we were number 2 in football. And we were in with all the soccer other football podcasts.
Wow.
I couldn't understand what he was trying to say, but I got it. You get that?
Yeah.
We were
in with it was all
football.
Wow. That's
right.
Crazy.
So, man, thank y'all, man. Yeah. This is big. We are new in the Spotify charts, number 4 in sports. In the UK.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, see, I'm not. I can't even read this right now.
Without Laura.
I'm scanning this. Yeah.
This isn't the Laura bump. Are you sure this isn't
the
Laura bump?
I think this might be the Laura bump.
We're still under Laura bump.
We're riding away.
Yeah, of course.
We're riding away.
Of course. Wow. That is great.
And we have cracked into the top 10 in football in France. And it's just not because your son was born there.
That's crazy.
They must have heard the real story.
You know what?
That's got to be it.
You know what, J Bell?
It's got to be it.
Can I tell you something
tell
right
me,
now?
Bro.
As you sit back in that chair,
tell me.
This is for Lazy Boy. This Yesterday's is price is not today's price, Lazy Boy. With all this new information we're getting.
Hey, Lazy Boy.
Yesterday's price
lazy
is not
boy.
Today's price.
You know, I started the show going up. I end the show.
Going down. Oh, my goodness.
Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had my engine roaring like a Lamborghini gelato. Wake up in the morning next to you and say your obrigado. Put nobody else other than you, I beg you, come here, bro.
Anytime when I show, she just they bother me. Mike Tyson, we're biting, I'm fighting.